It's like we're in the middle rounds of a heavyweight battle to find the actual truth of what's going on around the world. Very hard when the media fills that air with, well, a lot of garbage. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, December 12, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the war is on over the price of gas in Michigan and the amount of coverage you can get with auto insurance next year. The Auto No Fault Reality Tour on the road with a couple more stops to be made today in Grand Blanket Star Rehab. Number two, in Virginia, it seems that anti-gun brigades are on the run, realizing the folks there don't want to deal with confiscation, gun bans, and red flag laws. Can you imagine people actually fighting back about freedom? It's a sea change. And number one, the impeachment scam ran into a buzzsaw on Capitol Hill Wednesday. It's sure to make Democrats stop in total confusion. Seems all the times you were told the Steele dossier had nothing to do with the Trump investigation, well, that's what we refer to where I grew up as lying. Michael Horowitz laying it all bare. Let me give you this. So when you go off to work today and you talk to your friends or wherever you might be, and they say the polling is fine, the polling hasn't changed, people still want impeachment, really? The number of people in America that want impeachment today is the lowest it's been since the 1st of October when they started taking numbers. It's lower today than before all of the hearings by Adam Schiff. It's lower today than the hearings with Jerry Nadler. It's lower today than it has been from the beginning of this process. That's it. So I go again to my member of Congress, Alyssa Slotkin, who I get along with well. I haven't heard from her in a couple of days. Go figure. She's been busy. I understand. I go to Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens and some of the other freshman members of Congress, Max Rose, any of them from around the country, and say, what say you when it comes to impeachment? It's time for you to make a decision because the American voters are making a decision. Now, when it comes to independence, the idea of impeaching and removing the president back in late November got into the high 40s. It's now 41%. Some polling from The Economist, by the way, putting it at 36%. That was yesterday. Support from independents falling all the way to 36%. Quinnipiac found that 52% oppose. That came from the day before. 52% oppose this idea. So what happened yesterday? Well, Michael Horowitz was on the Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham leading the charge, and for once, he took off the kid gloves, did something about the abuse that has been running rampant through the intelligence community as it pertained to creating false information to spy on Donald Trump and his campaign. What's important about this, listen, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, like Trump, hate Trump, doesn't matter. If the FBI is allowed just to make up its own facts to pursue investigations, that should scare the hell out of just about anyone, you included. It scares the hell out of me, and I'm fearless. Think about that. I'm fearless, and it scares me. Bite three with Lindsey Graham. Bite three. Go.
But I hope we understand that what happened here can never happen again. Because what happened here is not a few irregularities. What happened here is the system failed. People at the highest level of our government took the law in their own hands. And when I say defraud the FISA court, I mean it. To your team, you were able to uncover and discover abuse of power I never believed would actually exist in 2019.
But it does. But it does. I've never been a big fan of Ted Cruz. But every now and then, Ted Cruz has been able to cut through the noise, the nonsense, and get right down to the essence of the matter. He did that yesterday with Michael Horowitz. Because remember how you've been told by James Comey and John Brennan and James Clapper and all of the that the Steele dossier that has been completely discredited, by the way, never had much credit to begin with, but has been completely discredited, that it was never the foundation. It was never part of the FISA applications to get warrants to spy on the Trump campaign. And if it was, it was just a very small part, had not much to do with it. That's not true now. And when you hear about the 17 errors and omissions The 17 errors and omissions that you hear about as if it were some, well, it's a mistake, it's a typo. That's not at all what they're talking about. It's not what Michael Horowitz is talking about. And Michael Horowitz, bear in mind, has no ability to charge anybody with a crime. He is an inspector general in the Department of Justice only. He cannot indict or charge anybody with a crime. John Durham can do that, and William Barr can do that. But Senator Ted Cruz cut right through the noise yesterday and got right to the essence of one of those oversights, those omissions, those errors. Bite number six with Ted Cruz. Bite six. Go.
So the men and women at home need to know what's happening. A lawyer at the FBI creates fraudulent evidence, alters an email. That is in turn used as the basis for a sworn statement to the court that the court relies on. Am I stating that accurately?
That's correct. That is what occurred.
So they fabricated evidence, and that's what occurred. And if you're still in that crowd that refuses to believe the Trump campaign was spied on, you refuse to believe that. That's not something you're willing to accept at this juncture. Let's continue with Ted Cruz, because this may or may not change your mind. Bite number seven. Bite seven. Go.
It's interesting seeing Democratic senators wanting to defend this abuse of power. Several senators, Senator Feinstein said, I wrote this down, the FBI didn't place spies in the Trump campaign. Senator Leahy said something similar. Well, that may be true, not spies in the Trump campaign, but reading from your report, in particular page four of the executive summary, your report says thereafter the Crossfire Hurricane team used the intrusive techniques, including confidential human sources, to interact and consensually record multiple conversations with Page and Papadopoulos, both before and after they were working for the Trump campaign, as well as on one occasion with a high-level Trump campaign official who was not the subject of the investigation. So they didn't place spies in the campaign, but they sent spies to record senior members of the campaign in the middle of a presidential campaign when that candidate was the nominee for the other major party that was the opposing party to the one in power. Is that right?
They send confidential human sources in to do those.
I mean, how do you not call that spying? Well, Horowitz didn't like the word yesterday, by the way. I'm going to give you one last thing for you to consider here. One last thing here for you to consider, and that is, was it spying, was it not? Go to bite number four, Lindsey Graham and Michael Horowitz deciding whether or not we should call it spying. Bite four, go.
Let's play this out. They never told Trump about the concerns. Is it fair to say there came a point to where surveilling Carter Page became unlawful?
I will let the court decide that. The court has this report and will make that decision.
Let's put it this way. If you don't have a legal foundation to surveil somebody and you keep doing it, is that bad?
Absolutely.
Is that spying?
It's illegal surveillance. It's not court authorized.
Whatever illegal surveillance means, they
okay.
did it.
Yeah, it's not spying. It's just illegal surveillance. You call that what you want, but if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, well, there you have it. Quick break. We're going to continue to break this down for as we go forward. Plus, we'll have more from the Auto No Fault Reality Tour here this Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show. Remember to check out everything you can on stevegruber.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
They're at it again in Lansing. First, they tried to make us pay a 45 cents a gallon gas tax increase. Yeah, the roads are bad, but an extra 45 cents a gallon? Well, that didn't work. But it didn't end there. Now, Lansing wants legislation to give individual counties the authority to charge you an unlimited amount in additional gas taxes. That means you could pay higher gas taxes in the county you live in. But other counties you drive around won't have the extra tax. And the roads will be just as bad, if not worse. It doesn't make any sense. We already have some of the highest gas taxes around. Don't let Lansing make us the highest gas tax state in the country. If you're sick of Lansing always wanting to raise the price of gas with poor results, contact your state representative and tell them to stop House Bill 4963. Stop the county gas tax. Brought to you by your neighbors, the locally owned members of the Michigan Petroleum Association.